Bonneville. What if an elected official is not able to attend council meetings on a regular basis due to scheduling conflicts? This question has come to the forefront for the MD of Bonneville Council following a transition from Wednesday meetings to Tuesdays, which went into effect as of January 2023. The decision to switch the days of MD regular council meetings and committee of the whole meetings was introduced by the MD's Sow Al Hagen at a committee of the whole meeting prior to the organizational meeting on October 26, 2022. The suggestion to change MD council meetings was because the majority of other Alberta council meetings are held on Tuesdays. Based on administration's review of 69 Alberta counties and municipal districts, 59% hold council meetings on Tuesdays, while 26% hold meetings on Wednesdays. According to administration, changing the MED's council meetings would also reduce scheduling conflicts involving other municipal and provincial affairs. At the organizational meeting on October 26, Council passed a motion to change the day of Council's meetings to Tuesdays in a 5-2 vote, despite concerns raised by Ward 2 Count Darcy Scarson. Scarson informed the rest of Council that the change would significantly interfere with his work outside of Council, limiting the number of meetings he would be able to attend. Related story. MD changes regular council meeting to Tuesdays in 2023. The January 10th meeting was the first MD of Bonneville council meeting to be held on a Tuesday, which Scarson was not present for. On February 14th, Scarson requested that the scheduling of regular council and committee of the whole meetings, which are typically only reviewed at the annual organizational meeting, be included in council's agenda to be discussed once again. I want to apologize for bringing this back and beating a dead horse here, but this is one that I just can't get over, Scarson told his fellow council members. Coming to council meetings is something that I pride myself on. In my first term, I think I missed 2 council meetings in 4 years, and I just feel that this decision was maybe decided on without enough thought to it. Scarson, who has a full-time job outside council chambers, noted that he has an arrangement with his employer to have Wednesdays off in order to be able to attend council meetings. Scarson asked why there was an immediate need to change the day of council meetings partway through council's term. He added that he has also received calls from residents in his ward questioning the change, for which he says he has no answer. If we're able to, I would like to get that changed back to Wednesday. Otherwise, I'm just giving my notice that I will probably miss a lot of meetings. Scarson made a motion to move council meetings from Tuesdays back to Wednesday, which was met with opposition from some councillors. An appeal could have been done, but instead we waited a long time. That affects our staff. Our staff have gone and put in a lot of time to make amendments to get this done, said Count Ben Fadiev. We're costing our administration time. Count Josh Crick inquired why Scarson could not simply switch the days that he worked to meet council's new schedule. In response, Scarson said, "It's a lot more than just me. There's a lot of moving parts. So no, it wouldn't be possible." Showing support for returning to Wednesday meetings was Count Dana Swigart. He noted that when candidates run for election, they are handed a package stating when meetings of council are set, which is what a candidate could reasonably expect for the next 4 years. Even the residents out there know, meetings were on Wednesdays. So, if there's a great reason to change this to Tuesdays, I'd say let's think about that, but let's do that at the end of our 4-year term, and let the next guy start with a new council package, new dates, expressed Swigart. Now what you're doing is you're restricting Count Scarson from attending because he's one of these guys who works. The motion to change meetings back to Wednesday was defeated in a 3-4 split vote. Voting in favor of returning council meetings to Wednesdays were councillors Mike Kraviak, Swigart and Scarson. Following the defeated motion, Scarson put forward another motion seeking Tuesday council meetings be moved to start at 1 p.m. instead of 9 a.m. I'm just taking another stab here, just trying to be able to make meetings. You guys are stuck on Tuesdays now for whatever reason. So, I could probably make 1 o'clock work. In a somewhat surprising result, the motion was carried, switching council meeting start times from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Voting in favor of the 1 p.m. start time were Councillors Swigart, Kraviak, Fadiev and Skarsen. However, the result sparked frustration among council and administration. I lose my entire legislative services department from 9 o'clock in the morning on the day of the meeting and then I probably lose them the next morning. And we will now incur an overtime cost with no thought to the impact on the people who make this operation work, said the SAO. Skarsen pointed to the operations of other municipalities, such as the town of Bonneville and city of Cold Lake, both of which hold evening meetings. How the town and city make it work is significantly different, stated Hagen. The town is dealing with a $20 million budget, we deal with $100 million budget. We are a significantly bigger municipality with 200-plus full-time employees, as opposed to the 50 or 60 that the town has. Our issues here are significantly larger due to the fact that there are more numbers in front of the decimal point. After 2 weeks, Skarsen walked back his stance and voted to rescind the resolution calling for a 1 p.m. start time during the February 28 regular council meeting. I've been thinking about this since we've left the last council meeting. And while I feel that Wednesdays at 9 a.m. are still the best option, I feel that Tuesdays at 9 a.m. was probably a better option than 1 p.m., said Skarsen, prior to council voting to rescind the February 14 resolution. I'm in favor of this. But I am still in favor of making the best option available, Wednesday mornings, like we've had for years. Swigart followed by saying, I wouldn't have voted for this, if Count Skarsen had not been in favor of it. You want to support your own council. Prior to council voting to rescind the 1 p.m. meeting start time, Kraviak, the councillor for Ward 3, added, Wednesdays work better for me as well, but I'll try to make things work as much as I can. The vote to rescind the 1 p.m. start time was unanimous. The MD of Bonneville Council will continue to meet on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month and its committee of the whole meetings will be on the third Tuesday of each month, with the meetings commencing at 9 a.m. in council chambers.